Hi, I'm Dr. Neryl East, and I'm all about getting you great media coverage. And today we're going to be looking at how to unleash your inner celebrity and how to do a killer media interview. Now, you know, there are several critical steps to getting you great coverage in the traditional media. So I'm talking here about newspapers, radio, and television. Media outlets that can get you great positioning and really amplify your credibility as a business leader and expert in your field. So first of all, you have to identify a great story, and I'll bet you can once you know how. You also need to know how to approach the media, so with a great media release and visuals, and know which media to talk to. And lastly, and this is what we're covering briefly today, you must know what to do with them once you have their attention. I mean, there's nothing worse from a journalist's point of view than thinking you've got onto a great story, but then the person suddenly isn't available or doesn't want to talk to you. You can kiss goodbye any hopes of becoming a media magnet if that's the approach you take. You know, some people run scared because they think the journalist is going to ask them some nasty questions. I've worked in the media for many years, and I've interviewed everyone from prime ministers and celebrities to everyday people. I know all the tricks of the trade. And I also know what a journalist is specifically looking for in an interview. If you're able to give that to them in a way that also meets your needs in getting your information across, it's a great combination, and everyone will go away happy. There's also a good chance the journalist will come back to you if they have a similar story in the future. And that's exactly where you want to be. You want to be a media magnet, somebody that the media knows will give them a great story every time. And you'll get amazing free media coverage from that. So let's assume you followed my tips and you've got the media's attention. And if you don't know yet how to do that, please download my free ebook, Media Success, at mediasuccess.com.au. So that will give you all the background and the tips about how to actually get them interested in the first place. Now, once they are interested, there's a very good chance they'll want to do an interview with you. So interviews are a way to add more credibility to the story. They make it more interesting by giving a human viewpoint, and they also help the journalist to find out more about the story. Now, an interview can mean many things. It might be a quick phone conversation or a live-to-air radio interview. It may be a conversation recorded on camera for television, or a series of emailed questions that you then respond to. Regardless of the type of interview, there are some key principles you need to remember. Now, first up, you need to have very clearly fixed in your mind that the journalist is not your friend. It doesn't necessarily mean they're your enemy, and they're probably going to be friendly towards you. But just remember, they're not your friend. What I mean by that is it's not their job to make you look good. That's not what they're doing the interview for. Their job is to find an interesting story that's going to attract the attention of their viewers or listeners or readers. So it's inevitable that they are going to be looking for an angle that's perhaps a little bit controversial, maybe a little bit more out there than you were perhaps willing to talk about. That's just the rules of the game. That's what the journalist's job is. That's what they're there to do. So once you know that and accept it, you can relax. It always surprises me that people are surprised that journalists ask them controversial questions. That journalist is just doing their job. It's nothing for you to worry about. Instead, you need to have the techniques up your sleeve to be able to manage that. And if you can do that, then every interview is going to be a great platform for you to get your message across and to really shine in the public eye. So remember, the journalist isn't your friend, but that's okay. That's not what an interview is about. An interview is your platform to get your story out there. The journalist is the means to an end for you to do that. So that flows on to my second point, that in even in an interview situation where it seems like the journalist is calling the shots and is in control, in fact, the opposite is true. You are the one in control in that interview. So tell yourself over and over again that nobody else can make anything come out of my mouth, can make me say anything that I don't want to say. When people get in front of a microphone, they often feel like the microphone is some sort of magic wand or truth serum that's going to draw all these things out of them. But that's not the case. You are in control in the interview. So you need to maintain that control by doing some things, and that includes being very well prepared for the interview. So if you know you're going to be interviewed by a journalist, make sure that you take time out to do some preparation, even if it's only for a few minutes. There's no excuse for getting caught on the hop by a journalist. If the journalist rings you while you're driving in your car, just politely tell them that you're tied up for a few minutes and you'll call them straight back. And make sure that you do as soon as you can find a place to do that. But think through the key messages that you want to get across. Don't try to memorize pages and pages of script. That won't work. But hone it down to a couple of key things that you really want to get across in that interview. Because if you don't know beforehand what you want to say, then how are you going to be effective in that interview? So you need to make a decision on what it is that you want to say. Have those points clearly in your mind. And then if you have the opportunity, rehearse, practice. I've seen this many, many times with people who are nervous about doing difficult interviews. And I've rehearsed with them and they've gone on to do a really great interview where they've got their message across in a very powerful way. So even if it's you sitting in your car, sitting in your office, talking to yourself in the mirror, that's okay. Practice the interview. Think through the type of questions the journalist is likely to ask you. Some of them will be obvious, and others you might have to think a little more deeply about. And put on your journalist's hat. If you were a reporter covering this story and looking for a harder angle, a really interesting angle, what types of questions would you be likely to ask? And then practice responding to those questions. So you're in control, and make sure that you use every question as an opportunity to get your message across. And then thirdly, if you do get asked something difficult, there's a technique that I love to use called dismissing the negative. Dismissing the negative. It doesn't mean that you avoid the question, doesn't mean that you have to be rude and abrasive or say no comment. You simply acknowledge the question and then turn that question right back onto the information that you want to get across. So for example, the journalist might put to you an opinion from somebody else that's quite the opposite of the information that you want to get across. You can simply say something like, well, that's one view, but what I'd like to talk about today is, and then you're immediately back onto your key message. Or they might ask you something in an area that you're not qualified to talk about, or you're not allowed to talk about for various reasons. It might be legal reasons, it might be highly political or financially sensitive information that you can't talk about. You simply say, I'm not in a position to cover that, but what I can talk about is, and then immediately go back to your own information. If you do it pleasantly and persistently and confidently, the journalist will get a very clear message that you're simply not going to play ball with that question. They might come back and ask you a similar question, and you need to use a similar technique. And then very quickly, they'll understand that you're simply not going to go down the path that they're trying to lead you on. So it doesn't mean you're being evasive, doesn't mean you're covering things up. It simply means that you understand that an interview is your platform to get your message across, and you're taking that opportunity with every question to make sure that you do address those key messages. So remember, the journalist isn't your friend, so don't be surprised if they look for something a little controversial, but be ready for that. It's fine. That's their job. Remember that you're in control. You have control over what comes out of your mouth. So make sure that you make the most of that by preparing and practicing. Know what your key messages are. And then if you do get asked something difficult, something that you'd rather not go into, or something that's the opposite of what you're trying to say, you can dismiss the negative and get straight back onto the message that you want to get across. Now, there's much, much more I can tell you about how to do a great interview. And I encourage you to jump on to mediasuccess.com.au and you'll find a whole lot of information on how to get into that information that will help you become a media magnet. That's someone the media comes back to again and again. I know myself that over the years as a journalist, I went back to the same people for stories because they were great at doing interviews with me. They gave me what I needed in my story. Now, I must have given those people many thousands of dollars worth of free promotion during that time simply because they knew how to do a great interview and they knew what I needed. They understood from a journalist's point of view what I was looking for. They got great results because of that, great free promotion for their business or their organization. Now, wouldn't that be great for your business? So in today's social media age, where any issue can go to a global audience in a heartbeat, no one can afford not to know how to do a great media interview. This is a phenomenal skill for you to have, and it will set you apart from many others in your industry or sector. And let me tell you, the skills that you can apply to doing a great interview, you can also apply to many, many other situations. Any situation where good communication skills are required, you can use these same skills. So take advantage of great free promotional opportunities and also protect your business by knowing what to do if you ever end up in a negative media situation. So we've touched on some of the basics today, but there's so much more. And if you take these tips and apply them, you can, in a very short time, be somebody who does a killer media interview, and you're well on your way to becoming a media magnet, which will bring great results for your business. So get right on to mediasuccess.com.au and I'll show you how. I look forward to helping you become a media magnet.